Today's daf is Psachim Daf Hey, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Dalet Amid Beis, the two dots, Tanan Hasam. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Ovadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the topic of the daf is the first Mishnah in Masechtas Psachim, which deals with the halachos of bedikas chametz. Yesterday, we were introduced formally to the idea of bittel chametz. Today's daf is going to continue on that theme, and it's worth just reviewing some of the psukim that we went through together in the daf, as today's daf is very much going to be an analysis of the Torah Shebiksav, of the psukim that deal with the basic halachos that state that one is not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, but more importantly, as it relates to today's daf, one is not even allowed to have chametz in his rishus on Pesach. The pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Shivas yomim matzos toichehu, ach bayoim harishoin tashpisu sor mibotechem, ki kol oichel chametz v'nichreso ha-nefesh ahimi Yisrael miyoim harishoin ad yoim hashvi. As it relates to not having chametz in your house on Pesach, the pasuk says, "Ach bayoy marishoyim tashpisu sar mibatechem." This is a mitzvah saseh. It's the ninth mitzvah in the counting of the Sefer Achinuch. It's known as the mitzvah of tashpisu. A few psukim later, shivas yomim sa'ar loyim matzeh bivotechem. For 7 days, you're not allowed to have chametz in your house. Ki kaloichel machmetzes v'nichrusu ha'nefesh ha'im ha'adas Yisrael bager uba ezrach ha'aretz. Here the Torah again says you're not allowed to have chametz in your house on Pesach. Here the Torah doesn't say it as an asay. Here the Torah says it as a lois asay. Shivas yomim sa'ar loyim matzeh bivotechem. And this pasuk is what's known as the lav of bal yimot. Several psukim later, the Torah does chazara. Matzo is yeyochel es shivas hayom. For 7 days, he's supposed to eat matzah. V'lo yeyro l'cha chametz, v'lo yeyro l'cha sar, b'chol gvulecha. You have to make sure that there's no chametz, there's no sar that's going to be seen in your boundaries. Again, the Torah says, you're not allowed to have chametz in your shos. Here, the Torah used a different lashon. It doesn't say, Sa'ar lo yimatzeh bevatechem. It says, v'lo yira elecha chametz. Again, v'lo yira elecha sa'ar b'chol gvulecha. This is a second loisa, say, that one would be over if he had chametz in his brishos on Pesach. It's known as the lav of bal yira. Incidentally, the Torah mentions the lav of bal yira again in Mishneh Torah. So Mishneh Torah is very much a chazara of many of the halachis that were mentioned earlier in the Torah. And in Parshas Re'eh, in the Parsha of Asa to Asa that we lay on Yontif, says the Torah, V'lo yira lecha sa'ar b'chol gavulcha shivas yomim, v'lo yolim en abasa asher tizbach ba'ere b'yayim arishon la'boiker. But the ratio of the pasuk, V'lo yira lecha sa'ar b'chol gavulcha shivas yomim, again, Eloisa say about having chametz in Yerushus on Pesach. Again, the Torah uses the lashon v'lo yira elecha. This is the lav of bal yira tzim tzveitimo. But the bottom line is, if somebody has chametz in his rishus on Pesach, he violates a mitzvah's asay of tashbisu, and he violates two lavim, the lav of bal yira and the lav of bal yimotze. And it's because of the asay of tashbisu and the lav of bal yira, bal yimotze, that we have the mitzvah of bittel. It's because of that we have the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. It's for that reason we make a big fire erev Pesach and we burn our chametz. It's for that reason we sell our chametz to Eina Yehudim. The bottom line is, but on the Torah Shebiksav level, it's tashbisu, bayira, bayimotze. And on that note, Zokta Gemara Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah. Now Rashi points out, usually when you find this language, Tanan Hasam, it means this is a favor from a Mishnah. Tanan Hasam, we're there. You're learning Psachim, it's a Mishnah in Chulin. You're learning Psachim, it's a Mishnah in Machshirin. Tanan Hasam over here is really a few dafin from now. So Rashi says, V'afal gafta bepirkan hi. You find sometimes that even in one perek, even in a few dafin from now, you find this lushan of Tanan Hasam. But regardless, this is a Mishnah later in the perek. Meir says, Oichlin kol chametz, you're allowed to eat chametz the first 5 hours of the day, Erev Pesach, v'sarfim b'tchilas shesh, and you have to burn your chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says, oichlin kol arba, you're allowed to eat chametz the first 4 hours of the day, v'toilin kol chamesh, the fifth hour, you can't eat it, you also don't have to burn it, v'sarfim b'tchilas shesh, and you burn your chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Zok to Gemara, the kuli alma mia. One thing is clear from both Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, chametz mishesh shoresu l'mayla aser, that chametz must be aser from the end of the sixth hour. That's important. Meaning, the first 6 hours of the day, you're allowed to eat chametz. The first 6 hours of the day, you're allowed to have chametz. It's the latter 6 hours of the day that it's aser. And it's aser midday rice. How do you know that from Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda? Because Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda were arguing on a rabbinic level when the Rabbanon imposed that you cannot eat chametz anymore. When the Rabbanon imposed that you have to burn your chametz. Ramei said at the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda said you already can't eat chametz from the beginning of the fifth hour. But if you're going to tell me that midday rice, you're allowed to eat chametz the whole Erev Pesach, why not? And the Isser really goes into effect, Bayoim HaRishon, it goes into effect at the beginning of Pesach. So why would the Rabbanon go and make our Chaka and say that 6 hours earlier, 7 hours earlier, 8 hours earlier, you have to start thinking about Chametz? It just seems like a cruel and unusual gzeir, and the Chachamim don't do that. Again, Bishloima, if Chametz is awesome, Mishesha is. So you understand Rameyer, who said you should already stop eating Chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Don't wait until the end of the 6 hours. That's what Mishesha is Ulamayla means. You should already Betchila Sheish start. Rabbi Yehuda said Betchilas Chametz. And by the way, what would be the Svara? So this is really a Mishnah later in the Perek. But Rashi says, because people get confused. You know, we take for granted today, you want to know what time it is, you can know to the millisecond. But once upon a time, people didn't really know. So you're going to tell me the end of the 6 hour, it's awesome today, right? But before that, yeah? So obviously, you have to take into account that people make mistakes sometimes with the time. People do it today, kal v'chomer then, and as a result, so we tachamim made a gzeirah. Machlis with Rabbi Yehuda was how much to make a gzeirah. But that only makes sense, only plausible, if chametz is awesome, mishesh lo yisrael l'mayla. But if chametz is really not awesome until at night, why would the rabbonim go along and make such a gzeirah? So if that's the case, one takeaway, and it's the only takeaway we need for today's daf. We'll discuss machlis with Rabbi Yehuda when we get to Tanan Hasam. Over there. For now, all we need to know is the inference from the machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda, and that is midday raisa chametz is aser mishesha is ulamayla. Maybe the most famous line in Masechtas Pesach, definitely in the conversation. So the question is minala, and how do you know that chametz is aser mishesha is ulamayla? And the Gemara now is going to bring 4 different pshatim from the Amira, not hard, and then the Gemara is going to bring a Tanya Nami Hachi with 3 pshatim from the Tanoim. So the Gemara says, number one, Amar Abai, Trei Kroi Ksiv. There's 2 psukim in the Torah. Abai said it's a basic cheshbon. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Shivas Yomim, Sa'ar Loyi Matzei Bevatechem. This is the lav of Bal Yei Matzei. And it says in the Torah, for 7 days, can't have any chametz in your Rishon. Ksiv, there's another pasuk that says, Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbizu Sar Mevatechem. That B'Yom HaRishon is a mitzvah of Tashbizu. HaKetzad. How's that possible? And what's the kasha? HaKetzad. So it's kedai to see Rashi inside. The second to last Rashi on the bottom of the Yomid. HaKetzad L'Rabbi Sfechulu. Da'al Korchei Chai HaRishon Rishon Koidim L'Chol Sheva Kramar. It must be that when it says Harishon, it means Harishon from before. Why? Because if it's not, I read the wrong Rashi. Rashi Dibra Maskel Shivas Yomim Sar Lo Yimotze Bevatechem. A few lines earlier. Afilu Sha Achas Betoicha Shivas Yomim. When the Torah says Shivas Yomim Bal Yimotze, it means for 1 second during 7 days, you can't have any chametz. Now the pasuk says, "Viksev ach b'yom rishon tashbisu hareisha b'yishal achas." So how can you have a mitzvah tashbisu on the first day of Pesach? It's going to take a little bit of time. Let's say it takes 1 minute. Yezrizem makdim the mitzvahs b'yashkim avram b'boiker. You could do it so fast. Okay, so it takes 1 minute, 30 seconds. 1 second done. You ready? Well, ever b'yom matzis zokrashi. So how could it be that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to get rid and dispose of the chametz on Pesach? If for 7 days, every second, you're not let to have any chametz in your rishos, so how are you going to possibly be over the lav of Bal Yomatzi? What must be the case? It must be that the mitzvah of Tashbisu, even though it says B'yom HaRishon, which certainly sounds like it means the first day of Pesach, really doesn't mean the first day of Pesach. What it means is the 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. Freik tomorrow. Maybe not. The ema l'rabbis lele chamisha asalabir. Maybe when it says ach b'yom harishon tashbisu, what it's coming to be marba is that the mitzvah of tashbisu is not erev Pesach, but it's the first night of Pesach. What we know is the leil haseder. Now, what do you mean? If it says Bal Yimotze for 7 days, doesn't that include the Leil HaSeder? So the same Cheshbon. Obviously then, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu, based on the logic that the Gemara is working with right now, it would imply that Tashbisu must be Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says no. Because there is a Svara to say that even though it says in the Torah, Shivas Yom Sar Lo Yimotze Bevatechem, maybe it doesn't mean Leil HaSeder. The Sol Gadayt Chamino, because I could have argued Yomim Ksiv. It says Shivas Yomim, and maybe Yomim in Leil HaSeder. Maybe only the days are awesome, maybe not at night. So maybe the chiddush of Ach B'yom HaRishon is to be marb even at night. So the Kamash will not feel lelay. So maybe that's what Ach B'yom HaRishon is coming to do. The Gemara says loy. No, that can't be. You know why? And what the Gemara is about to do is prove that when the Torah says Shivas Yom and Sar Lo Yimotze Bevat Teichem, it doesn't mean only Yomim. It means from the first night of Pesach, from the Leil HaSeder, straight through the 7 days of Pesach, there's an Isser Bal Yimotze, and if that's the case, it proves that Tashbisu must be Erev Pesach. What's the proof? Maybe Yom means only the days, because we know there's a hekish between Hashposa, Sa'or, Lachilas Chametz. There's a hekish between the mitzvah of Tashbisu and the Isser of eating Chametz. Vachilas Chametz, Achilas Matzah. And then there's another hekish between the Isser to eat Chametz on Pesach and the mitzvah to eat Matzah on Pesach. What's all these hekishes? Hashposa, Sa'or, Lachilas Chametz, Achsiv. It says, Shivas Yom and Sa'or, Yimotze, Bevotechem, Kikoloichel Machmetzes, Vinichriso. Clearly implying that there's some connection between the lav of Bal Yimotze and the mitzvah and the iser to eat karet. V'achilas chametz v'achilas matzah. There's a hekesh between the iser to eat chametz and the mitzvah to eat matzah. D'chsiv kol machmetzes lo yisoychelu b'chol moish v'yiseichem toichlu matzahs. Okay, so you see there's a hekesh now between chametz, kol machmetzes lo yisoychelu, and then it says b'chol moish v'yiseichem toichlu matzahs. That there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. V'chsiv dey b'matzah, here's the punch of erev toichlu matzahs. And we know matzah you have the first night of Pesach, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa, the chiyuv to eat matzah. So if the first night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, that means the first night of Pesach, there's an issa to eat chametz. If the first night of Pesach, there's an issa to eat chametz, that means the first night of Pesach, there's an issa bal yimotze. So if that's the case, you can't say, ach b'yom HaRishon Tashbisu means do it the first night of Pesach, because the first night of Pesach, there's an issa bal yimotze. And the second or so that it's going to take you to do Tashbisu, you will already have violated bal yimotze. So if that's the case, it must be, we have no choice but to say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu already goes into effect b'yudalit. Hence we know chametz is asur mishei shayis ulamayil. But we still have a little bit of work to do, because just because we know that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is Erev Pesach doesn't mean it's mishei shayis ulamayil, right? So the Gemara finishes the job. The emel rabbi is lel yudalit. Maybe the mitzvah of Tashbisu already starts when we do bedikas chametz. Maybe at that point it shouldn't just be a bedikah derabbanan. Maybe at that point you already have Tashbisu deraisa. So the Gemara says b'yoyim ksev. It says ach b'yoyim harishon. Ve'ima mitzafra. Okay, maybe it means first thing in the morning when it's already yoyim. Alois hashachar. The Gemara says ach cholak. It says ach b'yoyim harishon. The word ach is a miut, and because the word ach is a miut, so it's for that reason we divide the day in half. Half the day it's mutter, half the day it's aser. Either way, abaya is the first source of how we know chametz is aser mishei shoyis ulamayla. What's the makar? It says ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu sar mibateichem. It's poshet that b'yoyim harishon can't mean the first day of Pesach, because it's going to take time to do tashbisu, and on the first day of Pesach you don't have time, because the second it becomes the first day of Pesach, whether it's the day of Pesach or whether it's the night of Pesach, the Leil HaSeder, you already violated, you already over the lava b'al yimotze. So how could the Torah then tell you ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu? So must be the mitzvah of tashbisu goes into effect before Pesach. What does that mean? Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach? It can't be the Laila of Erev Pesach, because it says Bayoyim HaRishon, it means the day. It can't be the whole day, because you have an Ach, which is a miut, that says only part of the day. Okay, so what do you do? So you split the baby in half. Half the day it's Mutter, half the day it's Aser. Hence, Midday Raisa, Chometz is Mutter up until Shei Shoyis Ulamayla, and Kuli Amamaydi, that Chometz, Mishei Shoyis Ulamayla, is going to be awesome. So just two things to point out before we go weiter. Number one, the Gemara just brought a source that you have a mitzvah and a chiyuv of tashbisu b'shei shoyis ulamayla. The Gemara didn't bring a source that there's an iser to eat chametz b'shei shoyis ulamayla. So you'll tell me, what do you mean? If you can't have chametz, how could you eat chametz? It's a good taina, but there is still more work to do, because we still have to understand, what if somebody eats chametz b'shei shoyis ulamayla? Is he chayv karis? Is it even alive? Is there a bayura, bayumatze, mishay shayis ulamayla? Again, all we brought was a makar that the mitzvah sase of tashbisu, ach bayoyim harishon, tashbisu, samer batechem, bayoyim harishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, bayoyim harishon really means erev Pesach. But How does it relate to all the complexities of Isser Chametz and all the different subtleties and the nuances and Lavin and Einshin? How does that play out? Mishay Shoy Sulamayas. That's a massive discussion in the Rishayim and touches on different sugyas. But the Inkam Mekoymet, the other Ha'ara, this is just because the Gemara mentions it here, it's really going to be Negeya. All the Pshatim that the Gemara is going to bring is that the Makar to Chametz being awesome, Mishay Shoy Sulamayla, comes down to two things, one of which is the word ach. Ach is a miut. You know, we're all familiar with Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael said, "B'shloish esrei midrash hatayra nidrashas behem." Unbeknownst to many, there's another brisa that is a more extended version of the midrash hatayra nidrashas behem. It's the shloishim ushtayim midrash, not of Rabbi Yishmael, but of Rabbi Eliezer b'noishel Rabbi Yosei Aglili. So Rabbi Yosei Aglili, the famous Tana, had a son, Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer codified the different ways to darshan the Torah Shabbat Peh. And b'shlamid beis midrash, said Rabbi Eliezer b'noishel Rabbi Yosei Aglili, hatayra nidrashas behem. Not yud gimul midrash, but lamid beis midrash. The first of the lamid beis midrash is riboy. The second is miut. So Leaz ben Israel said there are three words in the Torah that always mean riboy. So whenever you see these words, it's l'rabois. S, l'rabois, that's Hashem l'kechatira, Shimon Amsuni, Rabbi Akiva, which incidentally is a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim that's coming up very shortly. Gam is always l'rabois, and af is always l'rabois. The three words always is l'rabois. S, gamma. So if you ever see any of those three words, that's a key that you're supposed to be married with something. But then, the second of the Lamed Beis Midrash says, B'miut, Ketzat HaMiut. So he says, Gimel L'shoyim. This is three words that are used for miut. Ach, rak, and min. The word ach is always a miut. The word rak is always a miut. And the word min is always a miut. But either way, ach, b'yoy marishin, means miut. And in our Gemara, the miut of ach, b'yoy marishin, is split the day in half. So we have a makar that chametz is also Erev Pesach, but ach, b'yoy marishin, tells me not the whole Erev Pesach. It's mima'i. It takes away some of Erev Pesach. It doesn't apply to the whole day. What part of the day? Cholak. Let's just split it in half. And as a result, chametz will be awesome. Mishay Shoyos Ulamayla. Talk to Gemara, the second Makar, Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tano. There was a brisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael as follows. Matsid Yudal Shenikarish, we find that the 14th day of Nisan is referred to as Yom HaRishon. There's actually a Mefurish Pasuk, Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Barishon, this is in Parshas Boy, Barba Asur Yom Lachoydish Ba'erev Teichel Matzis. So it says, Barishon, Barba asayoyim lachaydesh. So we're referring to the 14th day of the month, and we refer to it as Barishay. Now the truth is, the Pashup Shan in the Pasik, Barishay means the first month. Bachaydesh arishayim, barba asayoyim lachaydesh. But the way Rabbi Yishmael said that this is a giloy, that the 14th day of Nisan is referred to as Barishay. So when it says in the Torah, ach bayoyim harishayim, tashpisu sarmi batechem, bayoyim harishayim doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, but it means as in that pasuk, barishayim, barba asayoyim lachaydesh, it really means Erev Pesach. How do you know Mishay Shoyos Olamayla? Again, it's going to boil down to achra. Nachma Yitzchak, Nachma Yitzchak had a third makar. Rishon the mikar mashvi says, sometimes you find the word rishayim doesn't mean the first, but it means before. A whole different translation of the word Rishon. Right? Usually Rishon means the first. But Rishon could also mean before. Amakra, because it's a pasuk in Iyov. Iyov said, HaRishon Adam Tivaled. Were you born before Adam HaRishon? So HaRishon over there means not first, but it means before. And that's what the pasuk means. Ach b'yem HaRishon Tashbisu. That you're not supposed to dispose of the chametz on the first day of Pesach. But by Yom HaRishon, you're supposed to dispose of it before Pesach. El Miyato. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, there are other places in the Torah that it says HaRishon. So we're going to start teaching every time it says HaRishon that it means before, and the Gemara brings examples. Ulekachtam lechem b'yom HaRishon. That's the mitzvah of, look, Hachanami Rishon demikar mashma. You're supposed to take your dalud minim on Erev Sukkis. Shani Hasam, though, there it's different. Dechsev, usmachtam lechnei Hashem alekechem shivas yamin. It's the same pasuk. Ulekachtam lechem b'yom HaRishon. The end of the pasuk is usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yom. Mash v'ishu lechag. Just like the seventh day that's mentioned in that pasuk is referring to the seventh day of Pesach. Afrishon v'ishu lechag. So to the first day mentioned is referring to the first day of Pesach. Meaning HaRishon means before, but in that pasuk it says HaRishon and it also says shvi or shivas yomim. Shivas yomim for sure means the 7 days of Pesach. So it, just to be consistent, Rishon is going to be the first day of Pesach. But the Gemara says, the problem is, our pasuk of Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisu
does the same thing. It says Ach b'yem erishin tashbisu. It says shivas yom matzus teichelo. So if that's the case, why do we say shivas yom matzus teichelo and Ach b'yem erishin are referring to the same thing? Yom erishin is the first of those 7 days. Okay, nichtev kra rishin harishin lamali shema minol gitamar. Another difference is, if it would say rishin and shvi, you would say rishin is the first of the 7. Harishin, that's mashma earlier. But the Gemara says it doesn't work because it says harishin by ulakachtam lechem yom rishin as well. And you just told me, of course, you don't take the dalit minim erev sukkis. Why? Because it says usmachtam lechem Hashem lekechem shivas yavim. Agam, it says harishin. So obviously the key is not harishin. Vesu hasam dichtav another pasuk by yom rishin shabasoin ubayoyim hashmini shabasoin. That pasuk is describing, again, the yontiv of Sukkot. Yom Rishon is the first day of Sukkot. Yom HaShmini is the 8th day of Sukkot, also known as Shmini Atzeres, and it's discussing the Isser to do Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Sukkot. So, Yom Rishon, you're going to tell me Yom Rishon over there means, again, Erev Sukkot. Erev Sukkot, you can't do Malacha. Shani Hasam, Da Makro, by Yom HaShmini Shabbosin. No, because it says by Yom HaShmini. And HaShmini, Shmini Dechag, HaFrishon, Rishon Dechag, just like the 8th day is the 8th day of Yontiv. So the first day is also the first day of Yontiv. I, HaRishon Lamali, it says HaRishon. So again, if Harishon is better than that Hekish, and Harishon tells me that it means Erev, so what about the Harishon in that pasuk? Mar says, no, there Harishon means something else. It's coming to my Chol HaShamayit. Had it not said Harishon, you would have thought that it's Asa to do Malach and Chol HaMayit. We know that it is Asa to do Malach and Chol HaMayit, but there are 5 very broad exceptions to the rule. But you would think that there's like a regular Issa to do Malach and Chol HaMayit, just like there's an Issa to do Malach on the other days of Yontif. That's why it said Harishon. Why would I need a pasuk to be Mimai Chol HaMayit? If it says you can't do malach on the first day, you can't do malach on the 8th day, so obviously the days between the first day and the 8th day you are allowed to do malach, because I need harishon to be memayit chol hamoed, not to tell me erev yontif. Why would I think chol hamoed anyways? Mar says it's ruchsogut I dechemin hoyel because of rechmanu uva yoyim hashmini. It says bayoyim harishon you're not allowed to do malach, then it says and uva yoyim vav moisav alinyun rishon. So vav is marba. So I would have thought tafilu b'chol hashamoed. Maybe the vav is marba even chol hamoed. Kamash malon. Therefore, I need Harishon to tell me that there's no Issa Malach and Chol HaMayit. So the Gemara says that if you're following the Cheshbon, I don't really understand. So you're telling me the Torah wrote the word Harishon in the Parsha of Issa Malach on Sukkot to tell me there's no Issa Malach and Chol HaMayit. Why would you have thought there's an Issa Malach and Chol HaMayit? Because it says, U Vayoyim Hashmini, and the Vav maybe would suggest it is. So basically, you wrote an extra Vav, and as a result, you had to write an extra hey. So the Gemara says, "V'loy lichtoy brachmano, loy vav, v'loy hey." Wouldn't it make more sense not to have a vav and not to have a hey? If this is the way we're going to come out, and this is why it says harishon to counter the vav, wouldn't it just make more sense not to have a hey and not to have a vav? Must be something else going on here. V'su, and besides, the Gemara says, "Hasam dichsev have another pasuk by yoyim harishon mikra kodesh yilochem." That pasuk is discussing the yontif of Pesach. And it's saying that on Pesach, the first day of Pesach, right? This is all in Eretz Yisrael, but there's only one day yontif. So the first day of Pesach, there's an issa malach. After that, it's already chol hamoed. So you're going to tell me, rishon de meikara mashma, that when it says rishon, it's de meikara mashma, and that pasuk already doesn't say anything about any other days. So you can't make any hekesh. And by the way, it says, bayoyim harishon with a hey. So again, what's the kasha? We're saying that how do you know chametz is asim mishay shoyis olamaylo because it says ach bayoyim harishon tashbisu saor mibatechem, and you find that the word harishon can mean the first, but it could also mean the before. Where do you see that? Iyoiv harishon adam tivaled, were you born before adam harishon? So when it says in this pasuk ach bayoyim harishon, it doesn't mean what it conventionally means. It means what the pasuk meant in Iyoiv. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, I have 3 questions. Number one, ulakachtam lechem b'yoyim harishon. You're supposed to take the dal min in erev sukkos. It says in the Torah, b'yoyim harishon shabbosayin u'b'yoyim hashmini shabbosayin. The first day of sukkos, you can't do malacha. Does that mean b'yoyim harishon you can't do malacha already erev sukkos? It says the same thing by Pesach. B'yoyim harishon mikra kodesh yolachem. The first day of Pesach, you're not allowed to do malacha. You're going to tell me you can't do malacha erev Pesach? The Gemara tried deflecting it, but ultimately the deflections didn't work out. So we have 3 kashas on the third
teretz of the Gemara. Elo, sok the Gemara, hani shloisha rishoin. You have to say that those three rishoins are different. Mi boyle lechid the tani devei Rabbi Yishmael. The tani devei Rabbi Yishmael. Beschar shloisha rishoin. Zachu leshloisha rishoin. In the schar, as a reward for three mitzvahs that are related to the word rishoin that the Yidden observed, they were zoicha to three brachos that are also related to rishon. There's a midah keneged midah. You kept a mitzvah that's related to rishon, you're going to get rewarded for something related to rishon. Number one, lahachri zari shel esav, v'binyin beis hamikdash, u'lishmoy shel mashiach. That's a big three. Lahachri zari shel esav. The yidah was zoicha, or will be zoicha. Lahachri zari shel esav, d'chsiv ha'yetzei harishon admoini kulik ha'der ha'ser. So you see that esav was called a rishon. U'lishmoy beis hamikdash, d'chsiv kisei kovoid, meroy merishon, mokoy mikdashenu. So you see the beis hamikdash is referred to rishon. U'lishmoy shel mashiach, d'chsiv rishon l'tzion, hine hinam. But the point is that those three rishons are not coming to tell me before. Those three rishons are for something else. So it's interesting. It comes out that when the Torah says by Yom Rishon, really would mean before. That's this mahalach in the Gemara. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is the Amora that is talking. He said, really a rishon would mean before. I will kach them lechem by Yom Rishon. There, because we use the word harishon for a drasha, we use it for something else. And just to clarify, it sounds like from the Gemara, it's the harishon, right? It's not the word rishon. It's the harishon that makes me think that it's before harishon adam tivale. That was the pasuk in Iyev. But the bottom line is what's the makar, the achmeyem harishon tashbisu sarmi batechem? It's because the word harishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, but harishon means before. It actually means the day before Pesach. Rava amar, Rava said mehacha. The makar to this halacha is from here, a different pasuk. It says in the Torah, lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi, v'lo yalun la boiker zevach ha pasach. So this pasuk relates chometz to the Karban Pesach, which is going to be one of the themes in the raid in Masechtas Pesachim, that there's a connection between the Isser chometz and the Karban Pesach. It says clearly in the Torah, Lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. You can't bring the Karban Pesach while there's chametz. Again, this is a halacha that we're not so in tune to because we don't have a Karban Pesach. But once upon a time, there was special azorah, a special energy that connected Isser chometz and mitzvahs Pesach. So Rava said that the Torah says very clearly, you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach when there's chametz. So if that's the case, l'sishchat ha-pesach v'dayin chametz kayim, must be chametz azasim m'sheish ha-yisun l'mayla. Because when do you bring the Korban Pesach? Erev Pesach, bein arbay. Oh, the second half of the day. That's the makar, the chametz azasir, m'sheish ha-yisun l'mayla. Freit the Gemara, v'eim kol chad v'chad, ki shachetz man shechita. Maybe this pasuk is not giving a general's man for the Isser Chametz. Maybe this pasuk is actually talking to every individual and saying, when you bring your Korban Pesach, you don't have to bring the Korban Pesach Bein Rabbayim right at the beginning. You have it the whole afternoon to bring the Korban Pesach. So maybe every individual has to know that when he brings the Korban Pesach, he has no Chametz in his rishos. Right? Seems very reasonable. Zok de Gemara, ki shachit zman shchita amar achmon. No. Because what we assume is that we mean not each individual, but rather Zman Shechit. And Rashi explains, because it's not mistaber that the Torah would impose such an important Isser that would be really very individualized, that every person is going to have his own Zman. It's more mistaber that the Torah would give his Zman, one Zman, and his Zman that relates to every single person in the same way. So just to exhale for 1 second, what did we just do? Chametz is Aser Midai Raisa Mishay Shoye Sulamayla. We're focusing right now on the fact that you're not allowed to have chametz in your rishos. Mishay shoy sulamayla. How do you know that? So the Gemara brought 4 makaris, but if you think about it for a second, it's really 1 makar. It says in the Torah, ach b'yoyim harishon tashpisu sar mibateichem, and b'yoyim harishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach tashpisu sar mibateichem. It means erev Pesach tashpisu sar mibateichem. Ach is mechalik the day. Ach is one of the 3 miyutim that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yishuv Yosef Aglili said always means miyut. So it's half the day. Half the day you're allowed to have chametz. The other half of the day you're not allowed to have chametz. Thus, mishay shoy sulamayla, which is the second half of the day, it's going to be awesome. The question is, how do we get to that point? How do you know that Ach B'Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach? Maybe Ach B'Yom HaRishon means Pesach. So the Gemara had four different ways of how we got there. Abaye said it has to be. How could you tell me Ach B'Yom HaRishon means do the Tashbisu on Pesach? How do you do the Tashbisu on Pesach? On Pesach you have a lava Bal Yomotze. The little bit of time it's going to take you to do the Tashbisu, you're already over the Loisasa of Bal Yomotze. Must be that when it says Tashbisu, it means Erev Pesach. The very Rabbi Yishmael said, you find specifically Erev Pesach is referred to as Barishon. Because the Pasuk says in Parashas Boy, Barishon Barbasa Yom Lachodesh. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Harishon is like Iyuv. Harishon Adam Tival, it always means before. It doesn't mean the first. You know, all those other places, it's coming to teach me something else. But Harishon always means before. And then finally, the fourth Pshat in the Gemara, Rava said, it has to be that way because there's a lav in the Torah, like Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So you bring the Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, so must be the Zinis HaChametz Erev Pesach. When would the Issa HaChametz go into effect? It would presumably go into effect by the time that is an obligation or it's this man for you to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Zokhti Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi. So we had four Pshatim as to how we know Ach B'Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach, and then the Gemara brings a brisa. It says, Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem, may Erev Yontif, it must mean Erev Yontif, Oye Enel Yontif Atzvi. Maybe when it says in the Torah, Tashbisu, it means Yontif itself, Tamal Loimar, Loi Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, Loi Sishchat Esa Pesach, Vadayin Chometz Kayim Divi Rabbi Yishma. Whose Makar was this? Rava's Makar. This was the fourth Makar. And this is the Tanya Nami Hachi. Rava's Pshat is Mefurish in a brisa. Tosfos incidentally asks, who was the Tana that just said Rava's Pshat? Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. We had Divrei Rabbi Yishmael earlier. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael was the second of the four Pshatim. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael was the one that said, you know how you know B'Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach? Because it says Barishon Bar Ba'as Yom LaChodesh. So how could Rabbi Yishmael notch them with Divrei Rabbi Yishmael? Now the truth is, just Talmud Bavli 101, Rabbi Yishmael Omer means Rabbi Yishmael, the Rosh Hashiva is talking. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, or Devei Rabbi Yishmael means it was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. So really, it's not a head-on collision. It's not mamish astira, because you could always say that Rabbi Yishmael held one way, and his yeshiva held differently. But Tosfos says there's rayas from places in Shas that the Gemara is not happy with that. And it makes sense that Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva would have followed the Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael. So how could it be Rabbi Yishmael said one way and the way Rabbi Yishmael said another way? Tosfos brings the kasha. He prefaces it by saying tamalari. This really bothered Tosfos. But either way, the Braisa continues and says, Rabbi Akiva, I mean, Rabbi Akiva said it's a different shot. In it, sorry. You don't need Loisishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Without that, from the Pasuk of Ach B'Yom HaRishon alone, you can know that Ach B'Yom HaRishon must mean Erev Pesach. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva, it says Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem. Fixiv, and it says, Kol Melacha Lo Yeyoseh Lochem. You're not allowed to do any Melacha on Yontif, with the exception of Melech HaSeichel Nefesh, you're not allowed to do Melech. Okay, Umatzinu Lavar Shiyav Melech. And how do you do Tashbisu, says Rabbi Akiva, you burn the Chametz. You can't burn the Chametz. Why not? Because it's one of the Lametes Melechis. So if that's the case, must be Ach B'Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach. This is a new pshat. This is not a pshat that we saw earlier. This would be the fifth Makar. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, and finally, Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Cheska Landau, the Noida Behudin is Agoyus on the side of the Gemara. That's something you get in Sachim that you don't have most places in Shas. Says the right gears is not Rabbi Yossi, but rather it's Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Not Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, but Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili said, Ein Eitzarech. Harei Yoimer, because it says, Ach B'yem HaRishon Tashbisu Sormi Batecha Me'er of Yont. Oh, Yeni Elo B'yont, if Tamal Oimer, Ach Cholach, Vibi Yont, if Atzmei Mishari, Ha Iskash, Hashbasa Asar, Lachilas Chometz, Vachilas Chometz, Lachilas Matzah. It's a little bit of a confusion in the Rishonim. What exactly this pshat is, I didn't even touch it because we're going to go in the daf as if this is really the first pshat in the Gemara, Abaye's pshat. But either way, he's just saying it can't be Tashbisu means to do it in the beginning of Pesach, because the beginning of Pesach you nailed already. You already over by your matzah. Must be that it's really Erev Pesach. Either way, Zop the Gemara. Omar Rava. Rava said, Shma minomet mit Rabbi Akiva tlas. That Bederech Agav, you can take out of this Gemara from Rabbi Akiva's pshat. Three chedushim in halacha, three geshmaki chedushim in halacha. Rabbi Akiva was the one that said that Tashbisu must mean Erev Pesach, can't mean Pesach. You know why? Because Tashbisu means burn the chametz. How can you burn the chametz on Pesach? You're not allowed to do malacha on Yontif. So Rava said, there's three hanochas Three assumptions that Rabbi Akiva is making in that statement. Number one, Shmamina Embir Chametz al Sreifa. He's assuming that the way you mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu is by burning the chametz. Who said you have to burn the chametz in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu? And the truth is, it's a machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim later in the Masechta. Yesterday we saw Rashi says you could do Ashbasa Beleif. So who said it has to be done with Sreifa? So clearly Rabbi Akiva is assuming another thing you see is havar lechalik yotzes. You see that leisavaru esh b'chom esh v'seicha v'yem haShabbos is a melacha. There's a major machlokes tanaim in Shas. Why the Torah singled out the leisasei of leisavaru esh b'chom esh v'seicha v'yem haShabbos? We know the lametes melachas are not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. How do you know the lametes melachas? Whatever was a melacha in the Mishkan is a melacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But there's one leisasei, maybe one or two others, but Pashat, there's one leisasei that the Torah singled out. In the beginning of Parashas Vayakel, leisavaru esh. And the Tanam were puzzled. Why did Torah say, Torah didn't say not to cook on Shabbos, so why did the Torah say, and there was a machlekes. There were those that held. The reason was because the Torah wanted to show that every malach is individual. Every malach is treated separately as it relates to bringing a carbon chatos, perikla gadol, not for today. There were others that held that it was lav yotzes, coming to tell me that loisavaru esh is not a real malacha. It's only a loisase. It's not a real malacha. Meaning, if someone does a bemezid with edim and asra, there's no skila, there's no karzi, you do a b'shoigi, you don't bring a carbon chatos. Now, if Rabbi Akiva held that you're not allowed to make a fire on yontif, must be Rabbi Akiva held havara l'chalik yotzes. It must be it's a real malacha. Why? So Tosfos has two pshatim in what the Gemara means to say, in just Pashup Shah. But we're going to go with Tosfos' second Shah, because it lends itself to raid for another day. The Oydai Meriva, you know what the Makar is? Because what are you now allowed to do on Yontif? On Yontif, you're now allowed to do Melacha. It says, Kol Melacha lo yeyaseh vahem. Melacha would imply Skila, Karis, Chatas. So if Rabbi Akiva is saying you're not allowed to make a fire, you're not allowed to burn something on Yontif, what does that mean? It means that it's a malacha. If it's a malacha, must be skila, karis, and chatas. If that's the case, must be leisavaru esh b'chom esh v'seichem wasn't lelav yatzes, because then it wouldn't be skila, karis, and chatas. Must be it was lechalik yatzes. So if that's the case, you have a raya, Rabbi Akiva holds lechalik yatzes. V'shnam yinon. Finally, you see from here, lo yamrin and hoyo v'hutra avar l'tzayrich, hutra nami shaloy l'tzayrich. We know this machleis b'shan b'sil. And really throughout Shas, whether any malacha that you're allowed to do l'tzarech haichal nefesh, can I also do it shaloi l'tzarech haichal nefesh? Beis Hillel says, mitoich shehutra malacha l'tzarech, hutra nami shaloi l'tzarech. Beis Shammai says, no, you don't say mitoich. Chura, if you're going to say mitoich, so what's the problem? Why can't you burn chametz? It's true, when you burn chametz, it's not haichal nefesh. You're burning the food. You're not cooking the food. But at the same time, say mitoich. You're allowed to make a fire to cook food. So same b'toich shehutra malacha l'tzayrich, hutra shaloi l'tzayrich. So says the Gemara that Omer Rava from this Rabbi Akiva, who was just coming to explain how you know chametz is awesome, mishay shayz u'lamayla, we know ein b'yir chametz al esreifa like Rabbi Yehuda later in the Masechta. We know havara l'chalik yatzis, that major shayla, and we know that Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Shammai that you don't say mitoich shehutra havara l'tzayrich, hutra nami shaloi l'tzayrich. Incidentally, this third Shmamino would be Ma'od Matim with Rashi in Perek HaMafkid in Masechtas Bava Metzia, not for today, who says that Rabbi Akiva was from the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, which is one of the Shverster Rashi's Shas, but that's what Rashi says. It says Rabbi Akiva was a Talmid of Beis Shammai. Now choose Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, who was Shamuti because he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. But Rabbi Akiva should be a Talmud of Beis Shammai. That's a very big Chiddush. Tosfos on that Rashi right away says, no way. Rabbi Akiva was Beis Hillel, if anyone was Beis Hillel. But that's what Rashi says, and either way, this third Shmami, you know, that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Mitoich, that's one of Beis Shammai's most famous shitas. Either way, those are the three Shmami, you know. So before we go weiter, just for 1 second, so what we just do in the first part of the daf, we discussed the makar to chametz being awesome, mishay shoyes ulamayla. Just one cute anecdote, and that is, the Velt says when the Ritzina Rebbe was running around Europe lobbying to try to get people to take on his trelis. So he went to all the Gedolim and he was trying to get them to do it. And different Gedolim had different responses as to why they did or didn't want to accept the trelis. So one of the Gedolim that the Ritzina Rebbe went to was Rabbi Yeshua Mikutna. Sheila Kutna. And he went to Rabbi Shul Mikutna and he told him that I think I found the trelis, I think it's a very good thing, you know, the chsidis and all the Kabbalah and the halacha, all the different components. And he said, I think it would be very nice if you put on trelis. So Rabbi Shul Mikutna said, he doesn't want to. He said, why not? He said, about the Welt tut es nicht. I don't want to do something that the Velt doesn't do. So the Velt says that when he told him that, the Radina Rebbe went to the window and he saw there was a water carrier, a Vasaträger, that was walking. He was carrying water. He was schlepping water. So he called him over. He said, Rabid, Rabbi Vasaträger, come here. So he comes to the window. He says, tell me, Chometz Misheshoi Zulamayla, it's mutter or it's aser? Looked at him like he fell from, what are you talking about? So he turned to Rabbi Shua Mikutni. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, the Kuli Alma Miha, the whole world agrees that Chometz is Asa Mishay Shai Sulamayla. Says he has no idea if Chometz is Mutta Mishay Shai Sulamayla or if it's Asa Mishay Shai Sulamayla. He said, Muzayn, that when we talk about Kuli Alma, we don't mean every person. The Velt means the Talmid HaChamim, it means the Rabbanim. They're the ones that dictate policy. So he says, if the Rabbanim are going to wear the Tcheles, it means the Velt wears Tcheles. If it's Hastamayra from the Velt, he says, this is what the Velt means. Either way, on that note, Zokhti Gemara, another Brice, a ton of Rabbanon. So we'll start this next Gemara and we'll finish it tomorrow. Shivas Yom Sola Yimotzi Bivatech. It says in the Torah, for 7 days, Bal Yimotzi. Why did the Torah say that? So we take for granted that it's aser to have chametz in your Rosh Hashanah on Pesach. It's aser, it's a lois aser, it's not just one lois aser, it's two lois aser. You have the lava bal yira, and you have the lava bal yimotze. And the Gemara is working this through over here. So why did the Torah have to say bal yimotze? Doesn't it already say bal yira? And by the way, the question is that bal yira is really more inclusive than bal yimotze. Because by bal yimotze it says, shivas yom tzor li yimotze bivatechem. By bal yira it says, v'lo yira l'cha chametz, v'lo yira l'cha sa'ar, b'chol Gvulecha. Gvulecha means anywhere in your boundaries, whereas bivatechem sounds like it means your bias. So why would the Torah say bal yimotze only bivatechem if it already said lo yirah lecha chametz v'lo yirah lecha sa'ar b'chol gvulecha, which is clearly more inclusive? So the Gemara afisha nemar lo yirah lecha sa'ar. The reason is because it says in the Torah lo yirah lecha sa'ar shalchol yateroya avla teroya shalachem shal gavaya. By bal yirah it says the word lecha lo yirah lecha chametz v'lo yirah lecha sa'ar. So it sounds like shalcha. If it belongs to you, not let it have it. But if it's not yours, if it belongs to somebody else, if it belongs to the hekdesh, you would think it's okay. Yachal, so you would have thought Yatmin, that it'd be okay for someone to take someone else's chametz or and hide it, or in a way that you don't see it, or v'yikabel pikdoynes min anachri, or at the very least, you should be able to take a pikdoyn from anachri. It's not yours, so maybe it should be okay. Talmud loymar loyei matze. So we learn from loyei matze to tell me something I wouldn't know from bayura. In other words, bayura teaches me something that bayu matze doesn't teach me, and bayu matze teaches me something that bayura doesn't teach me. From bayura, I know. And from Bayimotze, I know that it doesn't only have to be yours. La'iro l'cha sounds like shulcha yateraya. But what if it's somebody else's? It sounds like it's going to be okay. So that already, Bayimotze comes in and tells me that if it's somebody else's, it's not going to be okay. We're going to explain all this. The Gemara is going to go through it. Ein li'ela nachri shaliki bashtoy. Now, I would think, says the Gemara, only if the chametz of the nachri that we're discussing was a nachri that it pashit, you didn't conquer. So what does that mean? So there's different pshatim. The Meiri says pashit doesn't work for you. The ain shari machpachatzer, he doesn't live with you. How do you know that even if he works for you, or even if he lives with you in a chatzer, even then it's going to be aser from bal yimatze? Tamalom lo yimatze bevatechem, to teach me that it's always going to be aser. Ain li elo she bevatechem. Bebeiris besichem maris minayin. How do you know that that the iser bal yimatze is going to be true even if it's not in your house, even if it's like in a bar or somewhere else? Talmud loymar b'chol gvulecha. So for that, I have a loyirolecha b'chol gvulecha. So again, the price is a little wordy, but all we're doing is we're saying that Bayumatze teaches me something that Bayura doesn't teach me, and Bayura teaches me something that Bayumatze doesn't teach me. Pashit, if you ask the man on the street, why you say Bayura Bayumatze? I don't know, too laughing, right? No, but it's more than that, because there is something in Bayura that I wouldn't know from Bayumatze, and there is something from Bayumatze that I wouldn't know from Bayura. Bal Yimotze sounds like, even if it's not yours, even if it's not Shulcha Yateraya, and Bal Yira teaches me that even if it's in a bar, it's a siach in a ma'ara, it's not literally in your house, even then it's going to be a problem. Zokta Gemara. So it comes out that Bal Yira has a limitation, but it has a riboy. And Bal Yimotze has a limitation, but it has a riboy. What's the limitation of Bal Yimotze? Bivatechem. It sounds like only you're over if it's in your house. What's the riboy? Doesn't say anything about it being yours. Bayura is the reverse. From Bayura, there's a limitation. Shalchay atiraya. Aval atiraya shalachir. But then again, there's a riboy. It says b'chol gvulcha. So it says the Gemara v'adayin ani oimer. I could still make the argument. Babatim over mishum bayura u bayimotze u bayatmin u bayikabel pikdoines min anachri.
But bigvulin shall chay ateraya, aval ateraya shall acherim v'shal gevaya. Maybe, let's look at it from the Bal Yeira'e perspective. It's true. It says by Bal Yeira'e that you have the riboy of, it doesn't matter where it is. And by Bal Yematze, you have the riboy that even if it's not yours. But maybe each riboy only relates to its independent situation. So look at it better from Bal Yematze. Maybe the only time there's a Bal Yematze, even if it's not yours, is if it's in your house. But if it's Shalcha Yataraya, but it's only b'chol gevulcha, maybe they're not. Meaning, how do you know? Here's the punchline. Minayin lita in esa amr shal ze bezeh, vishal ze bezeh, talmud loymar, sa'or, sa'or, l'gzeh reshava. It says sa'or b'bayir matzeh, it says sa'or b'bayir ra. Nem sa'or b'vatim, sa'or le'yir matzeh b'vatechem. V'nem sa'or b'gvulim lo'yir ra l'cha sa'or. Ma sa'or amr b'batim, oivir mishon b'yir ra, b'yir matzeh, u b'al yatmin, u b'yir kabel pikdoinis min anachrim, af sara amr begvulin, over mishon bayira, bayimatze, uval yatmin, ubay kabel pikdoinis min anachrim. Meaning, it's all going to be one and the same. Umas sara, just like sara amr begvulin, that it says by gvulin, shalchay ateraya, avataraya, shalachair, mishal gvaya, af sara amr bebatim, shalchay ateraya, avalataraya, shalachair, mishal gvaya. So again, this is a little bit of a confusing Gemara. I mentioned we're going to start it, we'll go really into it knee deep in tomorrow's daf, but for now, what the Gemara just did was, is the Gemara wanted to know why you need the lava by and why you need the lava bayimatze, and the short answer is because there's something in bayira that I wouldn't know from bayimatze. There's something from bayimatze that I wouldn't know from bayira. Just to go through this a little bit better, we'll save that for tomorrow. But now, the hey amid aleph in Masechtas Pesachim is definitely one of the more important amudim in Masechtas Pesachim. So just to go through it a little bit with a little bit of raid, and again, I'm using the word raid loosely because this is not so much raid. This is foundational lundus in terms of understanding a little bit better and deeper some of the Gemaras that we're learning here in Masechtas Pesachim. So the topic of the daf was the mitzvah asay in the Torah of Tashbisu. It says in the Torah, Ach b'yoyim ha'rishoyim, Tashbisu so'or mibotechem. Poshet, it sounds like the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to go and dispose of your chametz the first day of Pesach. But the Gemara said that's not what it means. What it means is you have to get rid of your chametz on Erev Pesach. Which part of Erev Pesach? The second half. Mishay Shoyes u'mamayla, from that point, chametz is going to be awesome. Ayat says, b'yayim ha'rishoyim. So there were four pshatim in the Amiram, and then there was a brisa with three pshatim in the Tanam. But the bottom line is, l'maskana, where do we end up? That when it says in the Torah, ach b'yayim ha'rishoyim tashpisu, it doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, but rather what it means is Erev Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch, on the mitzvah of tashbisu, mitzvah tes, in the Sefer HaChinuch, klar zechakir. He says, what is the mitzvah of tashbisu? Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu the maisa, the act of getting rid of your chametz? Or is the mitzvah of Tashbisu the mitzius, the state of having no chametz in your rishos? Meaning, in order to be mekayim Tashbisu, you have to make sure there's no chametz in your rishos. So if you have chametz, you're going to have to get rid of your chametz. The question is, what's the mitzvah and what's only a hechsher to the mitzvah? Is the physical act of getting rid of your chametz the mitzvah? So for example, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is besreifa, the act of going to the bonfire on Erev Pesach, taking the chametz and throwing it into the fire, that is the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu? Or that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when the zman comes, shei shoyis ulamayla, and you don't have any chametz. In order to have no chametz, you have to get rid of your chametz. So obviously, it's incumbent upon you to do an act of sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the mitzvah is not the actual sreifa. The sreifa is the hechsher mitzvah. It's what you need to do in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. Is the getting rid of the chametz the kiyuma mitzvah? It's the gufa mitzvah? It's the chefts of the mitzvah? Or any synonym thereof? Or is only the hechsher mitzvah? The kiyuma mitzvah happens b'shef al taisa. The kiyuma mitzvah happens simply when I look around my house, it's spotless, it's clean, there isn't a mashu of chametz gevald. I was just mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. So is the act of disposing of the chametz the actual mitzvah, or is the act of disposing of the chametz only the hechsher mitzvah? Said the Minchas Chinuch, What would be the nafkamina? So he says, I'll tell you four nafkaminas. The most obvious nafkamina is, what if a person doesn't have any chametz? What if it comes Erev Pesach, you have no chametz? Do I have to go buy chametz so that I can now go get rid of it? So I'll be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. If the mitzvah is get rid of your chametz, you can only be mekayim the mitzvah if you have chametz. If you don't have chametz to get rid of, how can you be mekayim the mitzvah? If the mitzvah is to not have chametz, so why do I have to buy chametz to get rid of it to not have chametz? Getting rid of the chametz is only the hechsher mitzvah. So that's something I would have to do if I had chametz. But if I don't have any chametz, so why in the world should I make myself crazy and go get chametz? So the first nafkamina is, do I have to go get chametz in order to be mekayim the mitzvah? Or do I not have to go ahead and get chametz to be mekayim the mitzvah? Another nafkamina, very obvious, big nafkamina said in Minchas Chinuch, is when are you supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu? When do you have to get rid of the chametz? The mitzvah has a zman. Tashbisu is ach b'yoyim harishayim, which we clarified in today's daf means not the first day of Pesach, it means Erev Pesach. Ach is mechalik and teaches me that chometz is also mishay shoyis ulamayla, which means mishay shoyis ulamayla, that's when you're supposed to do tashbisu. If the mitzvah is burning the chometz or disposing of the chometz, so then you would have to get rid of the chometz mishay shoyis ulamayla. So you'd have to look at your watch, just like you do when you daven vasikin, and you'd have to say, okay, now is the time. It's mishay shoyis ulamayla. Let me go get rid of the chometz. I have a mitzvah. It says, ach b'yoyim harishayim, mishay shoyis ulamayla. That's when I'm supposed to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah. For sure, that's when you're supposed to do the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is to not have chametz, so it doesn't matter when I get rid of the chametz. The Torah never dictated when to do the hechsher mitzvah. The Torah just said, make sure that when it comes, b'yayim harishayim tashbisu, your house will be mushpas from chametz. There won't be chametz over there. But if that's the case, I can get rid of it yesterday or the day before or a week ago. Who cares when I get rid of the chametz? This is man to the mitzvah. Okay, the question now is what the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah is getting rid of the chametz, so this man is saying you have to get rid of the chametz. If the mitzvah is not having chametz, then this man just says when Sheishos Olamayla comes, you're not going to have any chametz. So the first nafkamina is, what if I never had chametz? The second nafkamina is when do I have to do the actual burning or the actual getting rid of the chametz? Does it have to be Sheishos Olamayla or could I do it even earlier? The Chas Chinuch says, I'll tell you some other nafkaminas. What happens if someone finds chametz in his house on Pesach? On Pesach, lo and behold, you find chametz. So it's a bad thing, right? Of course. But at the same time, there's a mitzvah. Get rid of the chametz. That's why there's a big discussion. The Rambam says that if someone buys chametz on Pesach, he gets malchus because he violated Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. I mean that he bought the chametz, he did it with a maisa, and as a result, it's a lav sheyesh by maisa, you're going to get malchus. And the Ravid argues, Ravid says, wait a minute, it's a lav shenita klasei. Because what happens if you're over by your rabbi, your matzah on Pesach? There's a mitzvah's essay. Ach b'yei marishon, tashbisu sar mibatecha. Says the Michas Chinuch, what would be if somebody found chametz in his house on Pesach? It's terrible. He has to do a mitzvah. He went ahead and he ate the chametz. He ate it. Was he mekayim the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, or was he not mekayim the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu? If getting rid of the chametz is the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of avera, because he just did the mitzvah by doing an avera. But if the mitzvah is not getting rid of the mitzvah is not having chametz. Getting rid of the chametz is only the hechsher mitzvah. Doesn't say anywhere you can't do a hechsher mitzvah by avera. Mitzvah habab avera is a psul in the mitzvah. If I did a mitzvah at the same time I did an avera, and the mitzvah was ba'al yedei avera. That's the laws of mitzvah ba'al avera. But it doesn't say anywhere, hechsher mitzvah ba'al avera is a problem. If the mitzvah is getting rid of the chametz, it was ba'al avera. But if the mitzvah happens the second after I don't have the chametz, so when I was making the mitzvah, I did tshuva already. I didn't do any avera. I did avera a second ago. That's fine, but that was only the hechsher mitzvah. Why would that be a mitzvah ba'al avera? Another nafkimir Michas Chinuch says, what would be if someone's about to burn his chametz, and then some yid comes, he grabs him, takes the chametz out of his thing, and he throws it into the fire, right? So you know, the halach is, if you're about to do a mitzvah, and somebody steals the mitzvah from you, quote-unquote, you have to pay a fine. Asar zehuvim, it's a gemara mesach deschulin. Right? That's a very basic halacha. Right? What happens if somebody calls you up for an aliyah and you're making your way up, you're taking your slow trot up for your shine aliyah, and as you're making your way up, somebody grunts to the beam of Baruch Hashem Amavayach, right? So Tosfos in Masechta Schulin talks about that. Whether in that case you'd have to pay a Masor Zum, but there is a concept of having to pay someone for taking a mitzvah. So if somebody gets rid of your chametz, you're about to burn the chametz, and somebody ganved the chametz from you, this is a classic Michas Chinuch, if there ever was one, and he throws it into the thing, does he have to pay? If the mitzvah is the act act of getting rid of the chametz, so says the Michas Chinuch, then yeah, you just stole a mitzvah from you. But if the mitzvah is not getting rid of the chametz, the getting rid of the chametz is only the hechsher mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? The fact that you don't have chametz. You did the mitzvah. He didn't steal any mitzvah from you. You are mekayim the mitzvah of tashbiso. You are mekayim the hechsher mitzvah. You did it b'sheva al taisa. You could have done it with a hechsher mitzvah that was b'kum va'aseh. But at the end of the day, no one stole any mitzvah from you. Because the mitzvah is not burning the chametz. The mitzvah is not having the chametz. So he says, if that's the case, he's not going to owe you asar zehuvim. I was thinking of another posh, the nafkimina. Do you have mitzvah tzrichas kavana? Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. When you go burn the chametz, Erev Pesach, do you have to have kavana? Hineni muchanim zum l'kayim mitzvah sesi deyraish so shenemar ach b'yayim arishin tashbisu samir bateichem? Or is there no mitzvah srichas kavana when it comes to the mitzvah of tashbisu? The Michas Chinuch himself in mitzvah aleph, where he talks about the mitzvah of prur vu. So he says that being that the mitzvah of prur vu is not the beer, but it's the fact that a person has a ben or a bas. So it comes out that the mitzvah is niskayim b'shev al taisa. So he says, if the mitzvah is niskayim b'shev al taisa, it could be with chapa nafkemina that there's no mitzvah srichas kavana. Because the Michas Chinuch says that the yeshloimah, the mitzvah srichas kavana, who rak b'kum va'aseh. It's only if it's a kum va'aseh. K'moy shofar v'doimov. Oy ba'amirah k'kriyashma v'adoimah. Avon mitzvah she'enu yoysa shum dover. Rak memelo k'moy kan loy shayach kavano v'ein tzorech kavano klal. So it says in Michas Chinuch, he's discussing Shitas HaRishonim there, that it's very mistaber that by Pur Vu there's no mitzvah srichas kavano, because the mitzvah happens b'shev al taisa. The bia is the hechsher mitzvah. But the actual mitzvah just happens. And as a result, there's no mitzvah srichas kavano. So again, if tashbisus become vaseh, then of course mitzvah srichas kavano. But if it's b'shev al taisa, then l'chura, we could shell to the Michas Chinuch mitzvah aleph, and it should come out that there's not going to be an issue of mitzvah srichas kavano. There's a Magen Avraham that says that if a person finds chametz in his house on Pesach, you find chametz on Pesach, so you can tell a goy to go burn the chametz for you. And Reb Kiveger in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch says that how could you tell a goy to do it for you? He gets involved. There's a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, and if you're going to tell a goy to do it, ain't shlichus la'akum, so you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. L'chur, it's totally in the shayla. If tashbisu is bekum va'aseh, so if you tell a goy to do it for you, being that there's no shlichus by a goy, so as a result, you're not going to have any kiyum of the mitzvah of tashbisu. But if tashbisu really happens b'shev v'al taisa, and the whole kum va'aseh, the act is only the hechsher mitzvah, so who cares who does the hechsher mitzvah? Doesn't matter if a yid does it or if a non-Jew does it. At the end of the day, the yid is the one that's going to be becoming the mitzvah of tashbisu. Not when he gets rid of the chametz, when he doesn't have the chametz. But either way, said the Michas Chinuch, this is his shayla. What's the mitzvah of tashbisu? Is the mitzvah of tashbisu b'kum va'aseh getting rid of your chametz? Or is the mitzvah of tashbisu not having chametz and getting rid of the chametz is only a hechsher mitzvah? So Michas Chinuch said, I think it's a mefurish gemara. So I think it's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara mesachtes psachim daf dalet amid beis. The gemara says, the kuli alma miya chametz mishay shayis ulamai las. Min alon. So Amr Abaya, who is the first Amr? Amr Abaya. Abaya said, what do you mean, Trey Craig said, it's back of the envelope arithmetic. He said, how could Achbayim Arishon mean anything other than Erev Pesach? Why? Because it says in the Torah, Shivas Yomim Sar Lo Yimotzei Bevatecha. That means for 7 days, not even 1 second, are you allowed to have chametz in your rishos. If you're going to tell me Achbayim Arishon means burn the chametz on Pesach, then you already violated Val Yimotzei. The little bit of time, Rashi is lashon. The Shah Achas that it's going to take you to do Tashbisu, you already violated the law of Val Yimotzei. So how are you going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shivas Yomim Sar Lo Yimotzei Bevatechem and the mitzvah Saseh of Ach B'Yom Arishon? You can't be Mavet Sedra Parshas Bo, said Abaya. So must be when it says Ach B'Yom Arishon Tashbisu Sar Bevatechem, it doesn't mean B'Yom Arishon the first day of Pesach. Rather, what it means is Erev Pesach. Zok de Mechas Chinuch, I understand Abaya's kash. Bish loyma, if you hold that tashbisu means bekum vaaseh, it means burn the chametz. So when the Torah said ach b'yom arishon tashbisu, what was the Torah telling you? Burn the chametz. Burning the chametz is going to take a little bit of time. As a result, if b'yom arishon means on Pesach, the little bit of time, the shah achas that it's going to take you to burn the chametz, you're already over on the lav of shivas yom sar liyimatzi bevatechem. So if that's the case, it must be that b'yom arishon means erev. But if the mitzvahs aseh of b'yom arishon is not burning the chametz, but what it means is that you shouldn't have chametz in your rishos. So really, when the Torah said ach b'yom arishon tashbisu sar mibatechem, what was the Torah saying? It was saying that That's when you should burn the chametz? No. What it was saying was, your chametz should have been burnt already. It should have been disposed of already. That's what the Torah was saying. Why is that a stira to Shiva's Yom? For 7 days, there should be no chametz in your rishos, ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. And for 7 days, sar lo yimatze bevatechem. So from the fact that Abaye said shrei k'korik sivi, from the fact that Abaye said there's no way in the world for me to understand these two psukim al derech hapshat, must be b'yom harishon means erev Pesach, and ach is l'chalek, and as a result, chametz is going to be awesome m'shei choy salamayu. That's the biggest raya, says the Mechaz Chinuch, that is chakira. It's a raya berura, checkmate, that b'yom that tashbisu must be bekum va'aseh. The mitzvah is to go ahead and do the tashbisu. This is not the punchline. Here's the punchline. He said, because the truth is, he says, it always bothered me. I couldn't understand this Gemara. The Gemara says, how do you know Tashbisu means Erev Pesach? Abaye said it. What do you mean? Basic cheshman. It's a back of the envelope arithmetic. Be Mavisetri, you're going to know. That's obviously what it means. There's no other way to understand it. How can you tell me burn chametz when there's already a loisaseh of Shiva's Yom and Sarlo Yimatze Bevatechen? So Abaye said it has to be that way. But you know what's amazing, says the Michal Schenach? Abaye was one of four Amayram mentioned in the Gemara. The other three Amayram, for some reason, didn't see it as simply as Abaye did. And then we had a Tanya Nami Hachi with a Braisa. Two of the three Tanam for sure didn't see it that way. The third Tanya is a little confusing. Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Cheskel Landau's Hagar. But the point is that how come the whole, we should have stopped after Abaye. It should have been so poshut. Why'd we have the whole daf today? Abaye said something so intuitive. He said, it says, Shivas Yom Masar Lo Yimotzei Bevatechem. How could Beyei Marishan mean on Pesach? It takes a little bit of time. You should be done. Zoktim Mechaz Chinuch. You know why all the Amiram argued with Abaye? Because they held like the other side in the Chakira. Because precisely this point, because they held that Ach Beyei Marishan Tashbisu doesn't mean Tashbisu, go ahead and do the act of Ashbasa. But rather, Tashbisu means make sure that it's going to be Mushbas. Oh, make sure it's going to be Mushbas. What's the stira? Maybe I have to get rid of it Erev Pesach. And when it comes, Beyei Marishan, the first night of Pesach, the Leila Seder, it's going to be Mushbas. Ach Beyei Marishan Tashbisu means exactly what Shivas Yom, Sar Lo Yimatzi Bevatechem means. It means exactly what V'lo Yirah L'chassar V'lo L'chayr L'chayr. It means all the same thing. It means that when it comes Pesach, there should be no chametz. So he said, that's good for why they didn't learn like Abaye. In other words, the machloikis, maybe, between Abaye and all the other Amiram and our sugi was mamish this chakira, said the Mechaz Chinuch. Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu become the Asse, or is the mitzvah of Tashbisu simply that you shouldn't have any chametz, regardless, six nafkaminos, there are more, and could be this is the key to understanding Pashup Shapa, regardless, a foundational chakira. What's the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu the act of Hashbasa, or the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the state of Mushbas? Is it a mitzvah yimakayim bekum ve'esa, or is it a mitzvah that's neskayim memelu when you have no chametz in your rishos, b'shev va'altaisa?